It starts with understanding that reorganization is neither inherently good or bad. It's what you do with it. Think of it like a chainsaw. You can make a real mess, or you can do something really useful in terms of clearing out underbrush and deadwood. So when we testified before the House Government Oversight and Government Reform Committee on President Obama's proposed reorganization of 11 different organizations involving Commerce Department, SBA, and export and import, et cetera, we basically suggested that before a reorganization proceeds, there needs to be some tough questions asked. And in fact, there are precisely 25 questions that need to be asked. Now, I'm not going to, we don't have time to go through all 25, but I can give you a flavor for what we think really needs to be thought about, and in part to make sure we avoid some of the mistakes of the past.
Yeah, give us the top three, say.
Well, number one, we have to have a clear understanding of what problems we're trying to solve with the reorganization and what other options have been considered to solve those problems. That's number one. Number two, how long is it going to take? And how long is it going to cost, or how much is it going to cost to do the reorganization? Reorganizations involve an upfront investment. You can't really do it well on the cheap. If you do it right, there's some long-term savings, certainly. If I'm looking at the top three, and the very important one is what skills and competencies are going to be needed in the individuals who are going to lead the new reorganized entity, who are going to manage, say, your senior executives and managers, and what kind of a workforce do you need in this new organization, and do you have it? Let me throw a fourth one in here, which people sometimes forget about, and this goes to Congress. What committees of Congress are going to oversee the new entities, is it going to undermine or help gird up the new reorganization? We know under the Department of Homeland Security, part of the issue has been the large number of congressional committees involved in oversight and appropriations, and it really makes
sure
things difficult.
We're speaking with John Palguda, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And even as the President talks about getting congressional authority to reorganize the trade agencies, he is moving ahead with kind of a data integration where they all appear behind one web portal, that new businessusa.gov. So in some sense, as far as the public is concerned, that would seem to solve their problem, even if it doesn't really save all the back office costs. But if it looks like one agency to the public, haven't they solved part of the problem?
Yes. There are multiple facets to any reorganization and what you're trying to accomplish. And transparency is a very important outcome. And the ability of the public to access the services or the benefits of the new reorganization. So certainly that will help. In fact, that's one of the 25 questions has to do with what actual strategies are going to be put into place to save money, to operate more efficiently, and to make good use of IT investments. And yes, Tom, you put your finger on a very good one.
Now, this is a complex thing. This is going to take a lot of, juggling work here. How does this get done while keeping sight on the mission without losing sight of what's really important?
With difficulty, Ruben. It's a balancing act. I mean, you've got to keep the trains running while you're also laying new track and consolidating several lines, perhaps, into one. So there's a lot of advanced planning that's needed. You need continuity of leadership. I mean, reorganizations start, and they're often, continuing under a new administration. So you have to have plans for how are things going to transition. You need a real blueprint and a master plan going forward.
John, now this idea of the trade agencies in particular goes back 30 years and it's never gotten any traction. Do you think there's a reason why that idea has never happened?
you've got a lot of competing interest, and you've got different thoughts in Congress and in the administration as to how much authority and autonomy different units should have. But I think what's different now, Tom, is that the budget really is pushing us towards seeing if we can get it done now, get it done right, and make sure that things keep functioning. The bottom line is, it's got to be you got to have a good foundation in place, or there's going to be a real mess. But I think the good news is we've got folks who are asking some of the tough questions, and maybe we can get it right this time.
John Palguda is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.